Mr. D.
Hi, good morning. This is Jessica of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. But to begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am.
Great. In which county do you currently reside?
San Patricio.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No, they're not.
Great. And thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidate have you tended to vote for most often? Is that Republican, Democrat, or do you vote independent of party?
Just recently, it was in majority Republican.
Okay. And on a scale of 0 to 10, where with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general election for President and Congress.
An 8.
An 8, okay. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm conservative, but, I'll say conservative.
Is that somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Very conservative. Okay. Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here is the first name. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Positive or negative?
Positive.
Is that strong positive or somewhat positive?
Strong positive.
Next, the Republican Party. Would that be positive or negative?
Positive.
Would that be a strong or just somewhat positive impression?
Somewhat positive impression.
Next, State Senator Morgan Lamantia, positive or negative?
I don't think I recognize that name. Sorry.
That's okay. Next, Vice President Kamala Harris, positive or negative?
Negative.
Would that be strong or just somewhat negative impression?
Strong.
Next, the Democratic Party, positive or negative?
Negative.
Would that be strong or just somewhat negative impression?
That'd be strong.
Okay. Next, Republican candidate for State Senate, Adam Inuhusa, positive or negative?
Negative.
Would that be strong or just somewhat negative impression?
Somewhat negative.
Okay. Next, that is Governor Greg Abbott. Positive or negative?
Can I just say neutral? I guess I go with positive right now, but it'll be, I guess, slightly positive.
Okay. Would that be a strong or just somewhat positive impression?
Somewhat.
Somewhat positive, thank you. Next is former President Donald Trump. Positive or negative?
Positive.
Would that be strong or just somewhat positive impression?
Strong.
Okay. And if the election for President of the United States was held today, and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Republicans, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Democrats, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
Republicans, Trump and Vance.
Okay. If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Colin Allred, Democrat. Ted Brown, Libertarian. Ted Cruz, Republican.
The only one I know out of that one is Ted Cruz. I'm not sure about the Libertarian, but I'd probably go with Ted Cruz for right now. Hello?
I'm sorry, did it catch your answer?
Yes. I said
I didn't quite.
I said Ted Cruz.
Oh, okay, thank you. For which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Morgan LaMantia, Democrat. Robin Vargas, Green Party, or Adam Inhofe, Republican?
No, I'm good, thank you. If I had to vote, it would be the Republican, I guess, right now.
The Republican, okay. Do you think Morgan LaMantia has done her job as state's... Do you think Morgan LaMantia has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
To tell you the truth, I'm not caught up on that, on what she has or hasn't done, so I would probably be not the best person to ask that.
That's okay. Now, I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Now, here's the first statement. Morgan LaMantia is working overreaching federal regulations on oil and gas production in Texas. That'd be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Sorry, you broke up a little bit there. What was the question again?
Okay. Now, I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information is likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate.
Okay.
It's working against jobs in area by supporting federal regulations on oil.
I'm sorry, you're really breaking up right now. I can barely hear the question.
Okay, how about now? Is that better?
Yeah, that sounds a lot better.
Okay, great. So, first statement is Morgan LaMantia is working against jobs in our area by supporting overreaching federal regulations on oil and gas production in Texas. Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Probably somewhat less likely to vote.
Next, Adam Inhofe has multiple businesses that has been sued on numerous occasions, and many of the cases were decided against Inhofe and his companies. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat less likely to vote.
Next, Morgan LaMantia is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning queer advocacy group. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely to vote.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia opposed making voter fraud to a felony level crime. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much more likely to vote.
Adam Inuhusa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
What was the first question in that? It was kind of muffled.
Okay. Adam Inuhusa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities. Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat less likely to vote.
Morgan LaMantia supports state funding for children transitioning and gender mutilation surgeries. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Next, Morgan LaMantia supported allowing local governments to mandate vaccines and to require people to wear masks. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Adam Inuhusa will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda, like critical race theory and gender modification, and bring sanity back to our school policies. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote?
More likely to vote.
Was that much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote?
Much more.
Okay. Adam Inuhusa will pass a bill to cut property taxes. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much more likely to vote.
Morgan LaMantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She is even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much more likely to vote.
Thank you. Morgan LaMantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business, creating a clear conflict of interest. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote.
Much less likely to vote.
Morgan LaMantia authored a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support groups to receive state and federal taxpayer dollars. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote.
Less likely to vote.
Is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Morgan LaMantia voted to allow local prosecutors to pick and choose which laws they enforce and not require them to enforce all the laws on the books. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely to vote.
Morgan LaMantia is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rate increases, but when she had a chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote.
Much less likely to vote.
To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Inuhusa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs, for students who don't plan to attend college. much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote?
More likely to vote. Sorry.
No, that's okay. Adam Enehusa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator. And today, he operates small businesses working hard to grow and revitalize Corpus Christi. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much more likely to vote.
Adam Inuhusa had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat less likely to vote.
Morgan Lamantia opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote.
Less likely to vote.
Is that much less or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia voted against ending so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely to vote.
Morgan Lamantia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texans. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote.
Much less likely to vote.
Next, Adam Inuhusa knows that the radical liberal values and policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Slightly more likely to vote.
Was that much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote?
Somewhat
more likely, thank you. Adam Inuhusa believes we must protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies, and that's why he will provide better, more affordable health care for our mothers and children. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much more likely to vote.
Adam Inuhusa trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and supports maintaining local police budgets. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Somewhat more likely to vote.
Adam Inuhusa supports securing our border to protect our families. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote.
Somewhat more likely to vote.
Thank you. Having heard more about them, for which one of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Morgan Lamantia, Democrat, Robin Vargas, Green Party, or Adam Inuhusa, Republican?
I'm going to butcher the name, Adam Rusa, Republican.
Oh, sure. Let me repeat that. Having heard more about them, for which one of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Morgan Lamantia, Democrat, Robin Vargas, Green Party, or Adam Inuhusa, Republican?
Adam Inuhusa, Republican.
Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of voters. In what year were you born?
1989.
1989. Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. And is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
No. We're Spanish.
Hispanic or Latino?
From Spain.
Okay. Thank you. And do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from blogs and emails, from social media such as Facebook or X, from news sites on the internet, from cable news networks, from local TV news, from newspapers, or from the newspaper?
From social media, like X.
Okay. And which of these is your next most preferred source? From blogs and emails, from news sites on the internet, from cable news networks, from local TV news, or from the newspaper?
Newspaper.
All right. And thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more Spanish language television or more English language television?
English language.
Which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? Satellite dish or direct TV, through an antenna, streaming over the internet without commercials, local cable system, or commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu?
Streaming services without commercials.
Okay. And which of these, if any, do you use next most often? Satellite dish or direct TV, through an antenna, local cable system, or commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu?
Such as Hulu.
Pardon?
Streaming services like Hulu.
Thank you. Do you have a YouTube account?
I do not.
And an X account?
I do.
Do you have an Instagram account?
I do not.
And do you have a Facebook account?
I do not.
Thank you. And which one of the following statements most closely describes your own position on the issue of abortion? First, abortions should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy. Second, abortions should be illegal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Third, abortions should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. Or fourth, abortions should never be legal.
The third option.
Okay. Well, that already concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate your time. I do hope you have a wonderful day today, okay?
Thank you, ma'am. You have a good one.
You too as well. Thank you so much. You have a good one.
Bye.
Bye now.